That's my job. How's that going to change? Who's going to change it? When's it going to start changing? You sound like Mexico. In everything in Mexico, they say, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll get to it tomorrow. No. Today. Ahora in Spanish. Today. Not mañana. Ahora. Today, not tomorrow. It has to begin changing now, and it has to begin changing here in this room. It has to begin changing with you. As leaders being faithful to God's word and faithful to God's calling, you have got to commit yourself to addressing the spiritual needs of people as your priority. You don't neglect the physical ones, but the priority has got to be spiritual, eternal change. Evangelizing lost people with the real gospel and making disciples of those who respond. That's the focus of the church. That's what Jesus has called us to do. And I'll say more about it tomorrow, but I can't stop because I already am too excited about it, so I gave it to you now. But we'll talk more tomorrow when we get to the Great Commission. Amen? Amen. We're going to stop now, but I just quickly want to ask a couple of questions. How many of you this morning have seen something serious that you know needs to change in your life and in your ministry? How many this morning have seen something serious that you know needs to change in your life and in your ministry? Amen. So that it begins to look like this, right? We call ourselves followers of Christ. But do we look that way? Do we act that way? Do we really follow the Christ we're seeing in the Bible this morning? That's our question. So take lunch. It has been my blessing to be with you this morning. My blessing. So take lunch, and then we'll come back and we'll spend about 1 hour, and then we will close.